Psalm 13 and John 6, a prayer for help, also called a lament psalm. The psalm starts out by lamenting the slow actions of God and the psalmist in longing for God to take action. We have times in our lives that God seems silent and unmoving. It is in those times we may question God's own existence. It is when life brings us to our knees and we feel we cannot go on that we too lament. We call God and ask God to reveal for us the love He claims to have for us. It is our impatience and our human nature to question everything, including the God of all times. We can only think or reason from a human brain, and that includes our timepiece. We have a clock made by man that tells us, "It must be time, God. Now is the time. Come on and do something already. I've waited long enough, and now it's your move. I've done everything I can, and I'm tired of waiting." But then we hear the psalmist say, "But I trust in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." It is from John's Gospel we hear the good news of Jesus Christ, as he reminds us that he will not lose one of God's children, as John says from chapter 6. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day." It is God who comes in God's time, and it is always good when it's from God. The effects of the pandemic may be long-lasting, but our trust in God will yield for us great things. When the time is correct, God will show us truth and light. God comes to us in love and grace through Jesus Christ, the open gate to God's love and salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Father of all times, you come to us when it is appropriate for us and works for your glory. It is not for us to check our watches, but for us to watch for you as we go out loving our neighbors. In our suffering, we know you will find us. In our waiting, we know we will see you. In our times of hunger and suffering, hurry to us, because even though we know you will come, we are still human and we are not a patient being. Send to us always the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen.